What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're
no,
a big tough?
Never feel like an idiot.
If you're a big tough guy this morning,
but you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
80 Any Way You Want It by Journey. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I'll start us off, Steve.
Please.
Journey, love them. We've heard that song, what, 40,000 times?
Yeah, or more.
Or more. Probably more than that.
I can't even tell it's playing.
It was
part of the fabric of
my life. Exactly. It was just in every... I think we heard it every day.
Right.
I think once? For 7 years, we heard it four times a day.
Yeah, four times a day.
So do the math. Someone can do the math on that. Four times a day for seven years.
It's like I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it's just... kept going and going. It's not Journey, Don't Stop Believing, which is their best song. Really good, but it's good energy. It's a little bit of background music. I wouldn't call it walk up, but it could be. It's just there, but I like it.
Just there.
7-4.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good score. For just there.
Yeah.
Even when the height of its popularity, I never really got into it.
No, it wasn't ever like, oh, hang on, everybody quiet.
No. I'd say roughly 3,000 songs I'd pick before it. It just, like I said, that's the best way to put it. At the height of its popularity, it didn't. There was other Journey songs I wanted to hear. I can't go as high as 7. It's a good song. It's just so, like, there's, 4.7.
Oh, wow.
A little lower than what I thought.
Yeah,
then.
I would have thought you more in the sixes.
No, I mean, the...
I think at least a five.
Yeah,
we took a shot. Okay.
I mean, I'm saying this is zero creativity.
It's 2 days in a row.
Putting that song
you
on.
You went low scores.
This is no creativity.
I don't think when they wrote it, they thought we had something that this will be, you know, this would be unbelievable.
I don't know.
They might have.
I think we would give it a higher score if we heard it for the first time.
True.
Probably. Yeah. Jake, you have no idea. Like you said, it was
no idea how often we've heard that song.
I believe it.
It's an ungodly amount. They played it an ungodly amount.
Some ratings. Oh, Rudy's score.
Rudy's getting somewhat like a 6-2.
Jake.
5-6.
Classic, sure, but does nothing for me, just like you guys. 5.6 from
Rudy. Thank you.
I'm a little higher than the other two Yahoos here.
We're all Yahoos.
I could have gone lower.
You could have gone higher, though.
I could have gone lower.
I mean, it's not that.
There's nothing there. I mean, it's just.
Let's see what the texters say before we get to the mailbag. Rod says, on my playlist, 9.
Okay.
Wow.
Playlist.
Like Rod.
Direct shot at you on that one. Brett Bertrand.
I don't know that was
8. Guilt Nerd, 8-1-2. Sandmaster and KC, 4-4. Overplayed. So on your guys' side there. Rick from Wahoo, 9. Mike and Dolphin, 6-7-5. Les and Lincoln, age 73. 7.5, and I've heard it a lot. Still a good score. Bill and Bennett, 7-8-5. Someone says, banger, 10.
I'm loving someone gives us
Steve
a banger.
Steve Perry is a national treasure. That is true.
Steve
he is.
Steve Perry is a national treasure.
He's a treasure.
Hey, well, who said that?
I don't have a name on that
just
person.
Just banger, Steve Perry.
Yeah, that's unnamed texture. Right
unnamed
now.
Texture, thank you. That's one of the favorites.
He's a treasure.
That'll go down in my history of songs forever. Steve Perry, banger.
National treasure.
Kevin in
National
Colorado, treasure. 7-2. Leroy, 8-2. Doug in Idaho, finishing off a morning walk, 9-2-2 for that one.
He's out getting fitness.
Fitness in Idaho. Harold, 8-9-4. That's a great name, Harold.
These are high scores.
Harold's a really good name.
Gavin in Pender, 8.
8.
No, it's only a couple bad scores so far. Yeah.
Jake's ruling.
Jake, yeah.
Cody, I'm reading all of these. Kodiak Bear.
He's bathing in it, too.
Yeah. He is.
Kodiak Bear, 7-6. Lyle in Omaha, 9-8. Tater, 10. Saren Fallbrook, 6. Matt, 6-3. We already yelled them out, but Bird and Columbus go 7 on that
one.
Whoa. If Bird did a 7, you should regret your 4-8 then.
That's a 9.
Raise your score, Steve.
You can revise if you want to.
You want to rethink it?
No.
Bird, thank you.
David in Omaha, 8.8. Robert, 8-1. Marcus, 7-9. I'm reading. These scores are all high.
They're high.
Hold on, Marcus, is that Satterfield?
Oh, this will help you. Triple H's dad, 2. That's a 2. So that you're not the lowest score anymore. Jennifer, 9-3. Hubby, 8.
Wow.
The highest scores in the household.
Hold it. 9?
9-3 and 8. Those are good scores right there.
That's it. Out of the household? That's
really high. That's really high.
We need that. Jennifer, start asking Hubby to do his score first. I think no matter what she says,
he's always lower.
Yeah. He's always lower, no matter what.
Charlie on YouTube says Better Times, 9-7 on that one.
It is Better Times.
What
now,
year was
Steve.
That?
1980.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a fun
Is that
time.
Not Better Times?
That's Better Times. He was right in the fun flex.
4.8 on that.
Yeah.
7.
Shameful.
4.7.
Bold, 8-8. Justin, 7. CL Porter, 5-4. Nels, 8-3. Song of the day was Any Way You Want It by Journey from 1980.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, it is time, without further ado, for The Bag.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. The three words you don't want to hear in ITR. What, Bill?
I've been asked.
Oh, God. Shiver down the spine.
Yeah. He's out in Kearney. He's driving to Kearney right now listening to our show.
They're growing like crazy. Ogallala has a new office. Of course, Columbus, Albion, Norfolk. They're everywhere across the state at this point. Lincoln.
Get a cabin at Lake McConaughey and work for Will. Think about that for a second. Put that together in your life. Will package it up, too.
It's a good life, right?
Think about the summer.
Yes.
Think about the summer.
He'll bundle it.
They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Learn more. Free consultation at AppliedFreeConnective.com. First in the mailbag, John says this. Good morning. What is the best piece of advice that you've ever received? Do you have one? John in Southeast Lincoln says that.
Best one, piece of advice?
That's a big question.
That's a
massive question right there.
Yeah, that's like I could cover a lot.
Let me think about this.
Yeah. I will give a piece of advice that I used that I followed with the other day. I was helping a young coach out, and he was this was from my dad. My dad's big advice was on a job. If you're looking at a job, someone has asked you if you're interested, they're going to interview whatever, and it was kind of like, I don't know if I want it for sure. I might like that. And my dad was always like, you go after every job like your life depends on it.
Ooh,
and
I like
then
that.
And then you make the decision if you don't want to take it or not. So you don't want to be going like, I don't know if I want to. I'm going to go to the interview, but no big whoop. Then you just you don't do well. You don't handle things properly. So any job you have, you prepare for it as if you're preparing to be, like in football, I'm going to an interview to be the head coach at Ohio State. That's how I look at every interview. And then in the end, they might be like, okay, we're offering you the job. Okay, what's it pay? What's the situation? Nope, that's not for me. But you don't want to ease into it.
I don't have any.
That's a big question to ask. Best piece of advice.
I've gotten a lot of advice, but I don't know.
Can you give us something, Steve? In relationships?
About sixth grade?
How about relationships? Anything with relationships? What advice you've gotten in relationships?
None.
Have you gotten none? What has Marty told you? Tell us something.
Trying to think what Marty.
What would Marty say? What would Marty say to you?
Adam recently gave me advice that I cannot share on the air. I'd like to, but I don't think it would be smart. I mean, my grandpa did once tell me that nobody ever died and put on their gravestone, I wish I would have worked more.
There you go.
Look at that. Yeah, he was always big on saying, you're just working too much. You don't need to, you're going to regret this at some point.
But also your grandpa, now, because I know he ran a clothing store, but he talked about how to dress. That was advice to you, right?
Everyone in my family dresses really well except for me. You'd be startled by it probably,
but that is a true statement of advice of, you know.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including Chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
You can never be overdressed. You can only be underdressed.
Yeah, he would pull me aside a lot and say, we got to pick it up. You're a sports writer, but you can still dress well. You can dress like your dad.
It's not even hard to do that. Just like put on some nice pants. Not to wear ratty shorts. You know, come on.
Short pants. His holes in his jeans.
It's good advice. It's just simple, which is good.
Yeah, it is. I don't know why. I've never emphasized it. Never in my lifetime, not as a young boy, I dressed poorly, and I've continued that into adult. Yeah.
I think I got told once, think twice before you give somebody the bird on the road.
Okay. Really?
Yes, because they'll chase you down.
If you flip off
the wrong person, you can get in trouble.
Yeah, it could be. That's where road rage starts.
Be careful you flip off on the road.
That's interesting advice.
Maybe you probably should flip up. You shouldn't do it to anybody.
Probably
to
anybody ever, right?
Sometimes your emotions get the best of you, and you get pissed off and do it, but you got to hold yourself in check.
That road rage thing is,
it's a real
thing. It's more prevalent than it used to be.
I did it once to a semi, and he chased me for 15 miles. I didn't know how fast those guys could go with a semi.
The semi chasing
Jake. He about ran me off the road. I mean, hey, you can ask Seth to confirm.
Jake's going 90 miles an hour, and the semi's following him.
Seth can confirm. It was like, this guy is going so fast. I flipped him off because he cut me off. I was passing him. He was trying to pass somebody ahead of him, and so I was on the side of the road, basically. And I gave him the bird.
Were you terrified?
Well, when he kept chasing me, yeah, I was getting terrified.
Jake, now, when you gave him the bird, were you ahead of him and went window down bird?
Yeah, and I reached across Seth. I went like this. Yeah. So Seth in the passenger seat. I can't believe
what I'm hearing.
I can't either.
This is probably four
Jake
years ago.
Jake reached across Seth.
And a semi was chasing.
I thought they had governors of those things. They apparently go fast as hell.
Let's go 95. How about Seth just sitting there? And all of a sudden, Jake leans across, gives the guy the bird. Now Seth is now in harm's way.
Yeah,
he's probably like,
you probably should have done that.
Yeah,
was he concerned? Did he voice concern?
He's like, this guy is on your tail. It's been 15 miles now.
Putting a note up, like, I'm sorry, my bad.
I eventually got
Seth,
off.
Seth, write a note and put it against
the marker.
Window.
By the way,
you have a Sharpie.
I'm sorry,
you get a Sharpie. Seth,
forgive me.
Go to the glove box. Get a Sharpie out. Write. I'm sorry.
You have a notebook in here by any chance.
Put it up against the window to get this guy off our tail.
See if he can read it. I'm sorry.
We're so sorry.
Yes.
My bad.
Jake, you've never said that story.
This is unbelievable.
That semi was going 90.
It wasn't a great moment for me.
Couldn't you just have, went off the road? Like, just went into a town or something?
Yeah, what if he follows me into the town? Then we're really in trouble.
You should have gave him the old the okey-doke. Get off on a ramp, then right back on the interstate.
There you go.
Because their stop and start is not as good.
God, now that's smart.
Next time. But I hope it's not a next time for Mike. That was terrible.
I would hope not,
Jake. That was sort of a rough day for you.
It was.
Were you in the cobalt?
I did beat Seth in golf that day, so it wasn't that rough.
Gotcha. Okay. Were you in the cobalt?
Nope, that was the Accord.
Wow.
This is recent.
Michael Good morning from Oklahoma. If the three-legged stool were the three wise men, you could each bring one player from any school that has eligibility to Nebraska next season. Which players are you bringing? We all going to bring one. We're going to bring one player.
Eligibility.
Yes, ones that are still playing. Current college football.
Just find the best tackle, defensive tackle available. That's what I'm doing.
Who would that be? You got
to
for that?
I'm trying to name names right now. Who would be?
Somebody from Ohio State's defensive line, probably.
Yeah. No, I don't know him well, but it would be, you know, for me, it's going to be pass rusher, D end, or big body inside. It's still the most value, but I can't sit there and tell you, like, this is the guy I want. I want this guy from Georgia or this guy from Alabama or wherever. I don't know what that is.
What quarterback? Because Mendoza's going pro. What one quarterback do you want? You don't want Julian Saint. Is that your top pick from Ohio State? He's really good.
Yeah.
If that's your top choice of guys who are back next year?
I have to think through it. I'd want more of a runner, actually.
I'm probably going to Arizona State.
Sam Leavitt?
Yeah, Leavitt.
That would be a great option here.
Yeah, Leavitt.
But I would still think Mass. I always think Mass first.
Yeah, right now for Nebraska's purposes, I would want a big body inside.
With what you would need the most right now, you can just say, okay, just leave Latif at quarterback. What do we need? Big bodies. Big bodies.
I'll get Jeremiah Smith in at receiver, though. You guys can get some big
bodies. Okay.
All right. I like that.
I don't mind that.
But in general, still going Mass.
Okay. I don't mind that.
But I appreciate it, Jake.
Last one from Kip. Says, you like this one. Kip says, if you had to go back to high school and take a class, which one would you take again? And if you had to go back, which one would you absolutely not take again? Kip.
Going back to the class again, I'd take 100%. It was independent shop two with my dad.
Oh, really?
Independent
Ron Bush.
Shop
you
two.
Take that again.
Take that again.
Because it's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, first, it was independent. It was during dad's teaching period. So we just sit there and do it. I made a gun rack. Took a whole year.
No kidding.
Took a whole year. It was awesome.
Why did it take?
I just sand it and stuff every day, and then we just talk about football and hunting and stuff. And it was, and then
God, you gotta. And I had
my
better time.
And my motorcycle was parked in the finish room because I said,
"You had a motorcycle?"
Yeah, yeah.
We never talked about
dirt bike.
We did not know that.
Oh yeah, my dirt bike.
That
I drove to school every day.
You're kidding
me. And I parked it inside the school.
What was it? Was a Kawasaki?
Kawasaki.
It must have been
125.
125.
That's me heading to school every morning. And I drove it all winter, too.
I can see it right now, Phil.
Oh, yeah. And then Dad would leave the door ajar, and I would pull it in. I'd pull it into the finish room and park my motorcycle in there.
God dang, parallel lives. Now, I rode my dad's Magna, and that was a big bike.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. To this day, I don't know why he let me do it. Right. Like, I don't have a license, and I'm 15. Yeah. Why am I driving this motorcycle?
I drove this. This started like when I was in seventh grade. I was driving a motorcycle to school. So you guys kind of
parallel lives.
It's like, yeah, the cops aren't going to really pay attention
what
to this
was
time.
The question?
What class would you go take again in high school? Which one would you not take again from high school?
I did not like school. I can't think of one I would take again. To be honest, I'd want to take Spanish if I could do it all over again. I took German. It doesn't do me any good. I'd love to know Spanish because I know so many Spanish people and I can't talk to them.
I agree with that.
Cubans.
I took Spanish. I just didn't do it. I mean, ¿cómo está? You know, you move like a tortuga. Just a few things I remember.
I want to know how.
Yeah, so I wish I'd taken it more serious.
Yeah.
In my level of Spanish.
Yeah, I would have liked to take Spanish and taken it seriously and be able to speak it, which you still can do. Yeah.
So we could take Spanish right now.
Right now.
We could.
Yeah.
I would take a history class again, taught by Dennis Kaderis, former Beatrice football, not head coach, but assistant coach. He was the most funny guy I've ever seen. The guy made you laugh nonstop. He was teaching a history class, and you're just laughing the whole time in class. He's just making stories up. He's doing impressions of people. You're like, this is history? This is awesome.
Wow. I would like
Dennis
to do that.
Dennis Kaderis history class from high school.
I would like to do that, Jake. I'd like to spend if there was a class now that I could go to, and what's the word you would take when you weren't getting a grade? You just went.
Pass-fail?
Not pass-fail. There's another word to it like that. But anyway, so it's the same scale.
I don't know that.
But I'd love to just go sit in a class, not even take any tests. I'd like to sit there for two things. I would like to go over Civil War again.
Yes.
And World War II. I'd like to go over. Just walk me through it. Yep. And I don't want to take a test. I want to just sit here and listen to you.
Yes.
You care more now than you did when you were 16 years old.
I'm going like, I was an idiot to not have more knowledge. And all my history knowledge now is stuff that I'm catching up on like crazy my whole life, and I'm like, this is buffoonery.
Yeah.
So I would love to go.
Yeah, I wish I would have done it differently.
Hey.
That independent shop, too, I don't. That was incredible.
I wish I would have done differently.
That is the mailbag, sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies, all 93 counties of this glorious state.
Glorious state.
It is a glorious state. AppliedConnective.com.
It's glorious.
It's glorious. Hour two is next, an early break in the ticket.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.